Paul, where do you begin with a game like that?
Performance was unacceptable. The players know that. We've just had them in the changing room there for a lengthy time, and a few home truths were told. We've got 13 games left, you know, and there are 13 massive games for us now. And, you know, the only one positive of any today is that the results have went for us.
Can you divulge anything about what's been said in the dressing room?
No, because we stick together. And that was the main thing that came out of there. And, you know, as a group, over the course of the season, they've been fantastic for me. But days like today, they know as a manager I won't accept, you know, and I'll apologise to the fans that have come down, because they've travelled a long way, and to see a performance that was as inept as that without, you know, any real energy, you know, never mind the quality, is something as a manager I won't accept.
Where did it start to go wrong this afternoon? Where was it wrong, Paul, today?
They started in the front foot, pegged us back, and rather than doing what we'd worked on during the week, you know, we sat back and invited a lot of pressure on ourselves, and, you know, you do that against good players, you're going to get punished, and we did today.
It's obviously surprised you as well. I'm sure you didn't see anything like that coming.
No, we didn't, because they've trained well this week, you know, and the most disappointing thing is that we felt coming here today that we had a right chance, you know, but through the way we trained and stuff that we looked to do today, and for whatever reason as a group, it didn't happen. You know, in some games you can afford two or three, maybe four sometimes, not completely at it, but when you get 10, having an off day, you're going to get punished, especially in this division. But the one thing we do is we regroup. You know, we're all disappointed and angry at the minute, but we might look back at today and take some positives out of it in the last 13 games.
How can so many players all at once be on an off day? Is it just a coincidence?
Yeah, it is. Look, I can stand here and say, look, we've had two long journeys and a week and everything else, but they're just excuses. We weren't good enough today. They were a hell of a lot better than us. We pinpoint why and we go again next week.
Is it uncharacteristic from your defenders as well? I mean, your defence has been pretty tight recently. Even when you haven't been winning games, you've kept clean sheets or conceded just one goal.
Yeah, it was. We were all over the place defensively today as a unit. You know, their front two are a handful, we knew that, but we didn't deal with them enough. You know, we get, as well as being outplayed, we got outfought at times, you know, which, as you said, is uncharacteristic of us. You know, but we've got to move on now, you know, and we've got a big week ahead of us now and a lot of big games coming up, and we need to get back to the standards we were at a few weeks ago.
Seems strange to say after a 5-0 defeat, but does Sam Johnson come out with a bit of credit today?
That's why I said 10 players not at it.
It was him. It was him who you were highlighting.
Yeah, it wasn't. You know, and another thing is, it could have been a lot more if it wasn't for Sam.
Obviously, a response is everything you need now. With the stage we're at in the season, it's more imperative than ever before, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is, and, you know, we've all get a response. And one of the things we spoke about in there, that there's been a little pattern to our season. You know, when we've played really well for three or four games, we've raised the standards and kept them high. And then all of a sudden we seem to have a slump now, whether that's a mentality of the group or whether that's because when we get to their standards that they think things are too easy and we drop below them because we've got there already. So for the next 13 games, our standards are going to have to be bang on.
Because the squad out there today is pretty similar to the one that resembled the winning run the unbeaten run a few weeks ago. It's so strange how football can have such thin lines, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, we have to now stick together, and we will. You know, as a staff, as a group of players, and we go forward, because we've got a lot of big games coming up, and we've proven through the course of the season that when we've got big games, we can perform. You know, and as disappointing as today was, you know, and I'm always wanting to take positives. I don't think the hammer we've took today might turn out to be a good thing for us.
What was the thinking behind the team selection today? Obviously, three of your central midfielders played, I suppose, in Keegan, Wellens, and
Firmin. To come and, stupidly enough, be a bit more compact in the middle of the park, you know, and very quickly we had to change it around and go back to 4-4-2, because for whatever reason we were getting overrun in there, you know, and we defended too deep, which made it hard when we did get the ball back to try and get in behind them a little bit, which we wanted to do with Jordan. So we had to put it back to the 4-4-2, and you know, whatever system we played today, I don't think the system was the reason why we got beat 5, because we changed that a couple of times within the game as well. We just weren't at it.
Can you say what's happened to Mark Duffy? Why wasn't he involved today?
Mark took a knock in the Yeovil game last week, and he wasn't quite ready. I scanned yesterday. The good news is that that it's not serious, and he'll be back for Huddersfield next week.
And you've got Billy Sharp back next week as well. How much not only does that help in terms of having his ability, but just the name of Billy Sharp coming back into the squad, into contention, does that help psychologically?
It does. We've missed him. You know, there's no slight the players that are there, but Billy at this level is a top, top player. And, you know, we'll have him back, we'll have Matt Duffy back and Paul Quinn back. So if changes are needed to be made, they might well do.